Shiva's stance has been notoriously elusive, for no one has ever actually seen him dance. One time, Vishnu was resting, as he usually does, upon the coiled embrace of his lover, Adisesha. Much to Adisesha's dismay, Vishnu's body suddenly began to grow heavy. Adisesha was choking under this inexplicable obesity. He was certain at one point that he would die even before he met his lover's wakeful gaze. And then, almost just as suddenly, normalcy was restored. A coughing, palpitating Adisesha woke a seemingly oblivious Vishnu. "What," said Adisesha, "was that?" "Shiva," said Vishnu. "It was Shiva. I saw him dance before my closed eyes, and he moved me so much." Instantly overcome by emotion, Adisesha blurted a desire. "I want to do to you what he just did. I want to learn Shiva's dance." Vishnu didn't look very happy. "By expressing such human desire, Sesha, my love, you have failed your divinity. I'm afraid you will have to leave me for the human world. But this I will grant you. If there ever is a being to know Shiva's dance, that will be you." And just like that, Adisesha began to fall. And in this cosmic decline, Shiva revealed his dance to him. Now pregnant with Shiva's dance, Sesha fell pat into the palms of a wise woman. Seeing Sesha to be a potent sperm, she quickly impregnated herself with him. Upon his birth, she said to him, "Remember that you fell pat into my palms? Palms they call Anjali, so you I call Patanjali." Patanjali's life's worth was to articulate his innate knowledge of Shiva's dance. He gave this world his aphorisms on dance, Patanjali's Yoga Sutra, and then returned to curl around his cosmic lover.